when I was a program director, I had some breakthrough moments working with Bill, because I, like a lot of others, had kind of come up through the business without a whole lot of training. I mean, I became a program director because somebody said, hey, you know, you seem interested in programming, you're the program director. There wasn't a whole lot of discussion about what that meant, what I should do, how I should go about doing it. And so, of course, you end up relying on, you default to things that you know, that you're familiar with. And, you know, most of my PDs over time when I was an on-air talent either did very little coaching or very superficial coaching. Hey, the weather went too long. Hey, nice bit at a quarter after six, which, you know, is pretty meaningless for a talent. They end up not knowing what any of that really means. What Bill helped me do when I was programming particularly news talk talent in Portland and in Seattle and in Milwaukee was helping us figure out when we were air checking, when we were talking about the actual product, how to do that effectively. And I remember particularly one instance where my training had led me to kind of, you know, let's pick out some tape and we'll sit down with the talent and I'll sort of share my opinions about the air work. And Bill had a very different idea of how to do that because he felt that that really didn't, well, first of all, it put the talent on the defensive. It became sort of a I will talk and you will listen session, and we ended up not really doing much learning or growing. In fact, if anything, we confused our talent more than anything. And Bill had developed a system where, you know, the talent would actually pick out parts of their air work that they were particularly proud of and thought went extremely well, or that they felt they struggled with, that wasn't their best work. And by really shifting the responsibility to the talent to let them lead and let them come to the meeting or the discussion with their view, and then I could play the role of listening to them and hearing what they were really saying about their air work, that changed everything for me. That whole paradigm change made me as a program director more effective. It helped me understand my talent better. I think there's a number of talent that I could think of right offhand whose rating success and whose popularity and whose longevity, I mean, a number of them I have been in very successfully in their jobs for many years, is because we helped them identify how good they really could be. And here's the other thing that is hard to measure in quantifiable terms. My relationship with my talent increased exponentially because they started seeing me as somebody trying to help them, develop them, inspire them, challenge them, and coach them, as opposed to criticize them, get mad at them, or fire them. And that's really part of the key to the success of the program.